Pleasurable Interrogation by Uncharted Territory. "Is there anything I could do to change your mind?" she said after tying him down. "Don't hold your breath." He was tied to the hotel bed. This situation looked grim. "I thought you might say that." She tossed the whip aside and ran her hands along her leather catsuit. "But I'll make you talk, even if you swear you won't." Her hands found the partially lowered zipper and unzipped it a bit more, revealing the most luscious cleavage he'd ever seen. She stopped there and put her left foot on the bed, unzipping her boot and slipping it off. She ran her hands along her calf and foot, slowly and thoroughly touching each part. Then she met his gaze again and smirked, tossing her long hair. She dropped her bare foot to the floor and pivoted to place her right one up in its place. Her hips made a slight rocking motion as she moved, sending a twitch down to his cock. As she removed her other boot and massaged her leg, his erection grew, despite his fear. She smiled at him. "Don't be afraid. This will feel wonderful. Just go along with what I say." She stepped off the bed and turned away from him, looking over her shoulder as she unzipped her suit more. She smiled and then spun around, pulling the collars apart to reveal her low-cut black sports bra and toned stomach. Sensuously, she slipped the suit off and stepped out of it, leaving her in just the bra and matching spandex shorts. She climbed up on the bed and crawled over him like a dryad, hair framing her shoulders and breast hanging like enticing fruit. She stopped with her nose almost touching his. "Are you going to be a good boy and service me, or am I going to make you beg?" She'd seen his arousal, so he knew it would be pointless to deny her appeal. She was stunning. But he couldn't give up the secrets, not to the enemy, not just yet. "I think you'll have to try and make me beg," she smirked, and he felt his heart sink. "I don't think you know what you're asking for, but don't you worry. I'll get what I want in the end." She kissed his nose lightly before getting up and turning around, putting her tight spandex-clad ass in his face. He felt his shorts unzipped and pulled off, cool air caressing his now free cock. He waited for a painful attack or a bite, wondering if she'd aroused him just to feel the penis with blood, so it would hurt more. He felt a soft lick, then another. A kiss on the shaft, now on the head, tongue swirling around. He bit back a moan, but couldn't help the twitch his cock gave. She smiled and took the whole head in her mouth, laving it with her tongue. She knew how to make a man beg, and this was but one way. Slowly and intensely, she sucked, licked, and kissed his cock, touching the head and frenulum the most. He finally moaned out loud and bucked his cock deeper into her mouth. She took it out a moment and looked over her shoulder at him, running her hand along just the shaft. "Getting excited, are we? I can fulfill your desire, but first, I need that name." "You won't get it," he replied through clenched teeth. She sighed with excess drama. "So they all say." Her tone was plain and matter of fact. She returned to her assault, touching the balls and pressing one finger to his perineum. He groaned again and muttered an expletive. She moaned around the hard shaft. She didn't really enjoy the taste, but loved the feeling of control that sucking him gave her. Like tugging on a bit led a horse wherever the rider directed, so sucking his rod led him wherever she wanted. She stopped her ministrations and sat up, grinding her lower regions onto his face. Remember, if you want something, all I need is that name, and then we can spend the rest of the night having fun. She looked down over her shoulder at him, slightly twisting her torso to touch his face. Or you can force me to start cutting your fingers off. Your choice. She smiled and got off him a moment, pulling her shorts off. Then she put her pussy right above his mouth. He leaned up and licked at it. She sighed and let her clit rest against his mouth, feeling the orgasm build deep within her. He licked and sucked her clit as best he could. She wished he could hold a vibrator to her G-spot, but he couldn't have a hand free, not yet anyway. She relaxed so completely that her orgasm almost surprised her. She'd been panting for a while and felt sweat turning cold on her arms and tummy. As a tidal wave approached, she voiced her pleasure. Ah, yes! She bucked wildly, grinding her clit against his tongue. Oh, oh, yes, please, more, oh, oh. As she came down from the peak, she saw his hard cock lying on his stomach and gave it a few appreciative strokes. Oh, you are good. Now, as much as I'd like to return the favor, I need that name before I can help you out. He laughed. Loud and strong. It unsettled her the first time during their encounter. But you already know the name, he said, still laughing. Yes, but I want to hear you say it, she said, turning around. Well, if you're so confident in your skills, why don't you make me scream it? He challenged her gaze, and she set her mouth like flint before cracking her signature grin. All right, tough guy, let's see if you can handle the J's best assets. She whipped her sports bra off and slid down his body before seizing his cock and swallowing it. He grunted as she made her final assault. No living man could withstand it for long, he thought. Licks and sucks so tender, yet intense, left him gasping. Eyes closed before her naked breast, along with the sucking, would do him in. But he couldn't hold out any longer. He felt the rushing, the river about to burst. Joanna! He shouted as he spasmed, shooting cum into her mouth. She immediately stopped and let the cum drop out back onto the hard cock, which continued to spew a few more times on his stomach. She grinned ear to ear. See, that wasn't so difficult. She kissed the tip one last time before moving up to kiss his lips. They shared the kiss for a good long while before breaking apart. Then she untied him. They cleaned up before lying down to snuggle. Thank you, my love. I always dreamed about you taking charge to dominate our lovemaking. Any time, she said with a smile.